Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 192nd up to 196th verses of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And indeed, the Quran is the revelation of the Lord of the worlds.
نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ.
The trustworthy spirit has brought it down.
عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ.
Upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be of the warners.
بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ.
In a clear Arabic language.
وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
And indeed, it is mentioned in the scriptures of former peoples.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, this Qur'an is from the Lord of the worlds. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. The faithful spirit has descended with it. عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Upon your heart, that you may be of the warners. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. This Holy Qur'an is in the perspicuous Arabic language. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And verily, it is foretold in the heavenly books of the ancients. Regarding these verses, we said that since these verses are totally in line with the system of creation, and after the statement of the seven different stories and events of the ancient prophets, and those instructions mentioned in them, the Holy Quran in this part of the chapter once again returns to the same theme which it was started with, the theme of greatness and superiority of the Holy Quran over any other thing, and the legitimacy of this divine word. In the previous episode, we mentioned some important traditions upon the Holy Quran and how important it is to learn the teachings and instructions of it. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has eloquently pointed out the fact of the importance of Holy Quran in his very inclusive statement in Nahjul Balagha, where he says, "Therefore, seek cure from it, your ailments, and seek its assistance in your distresses." It contains a cure for the biggest diseases, namely unbelief, hypocrisy, revolt, and misguidance. Now, in another occurrence in Nahjul Balagha, he alayhi salam says, Beware that it contains knowledge of what is to come, the stories of the past. It also contains the cure for your ailments and regulation for whatever is among you.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So that's how Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the importance of the different teachings of the Holy Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in another place of Nahjul Balagha, states, "You should adhere to the Book of Allah, because it is the strong rope. It is a clear light. It is a benefiting cure, a quenching for thirst. It is a protection for the adherent and deliverance for the attached. It does not curve so as to need straightening and does not deflect so as to be corrected." Imam alayhi salam continues, describing this divine holy book, "Frequency of its repetition and its falling on ears does not make it old. Whoever speaks according to it speaks truth, and whoever acts by it is forward in action." So Imam alayhi salam is teaching us to be aware of our actions, to make our actions totally in line with the teachings and instructions of the Holy Quran. These expressive statements, that the like of them can abundantly be found in the teachings of the Prophet and of course the infallible Imams and other words of Hadrat Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, clearly prove that the Holy Quran is a prescription. It is useful for arranging all disorders, and it is a cure for both individuals and society from different kinds of ethical and social diseases. That's why this Holy Quran, in this part of the chapter, says, "Innahu latanzilu rabbil alameen, nazala biha ar-ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin." This Holy Quran is from the Lord of the worlds. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.